Cleaned in and rusty. This is General TR.
Oh, about 30 minutes. The handbell director, she was earlier than she thought she was going to be. She has to take her cat to the vet on Fridays, and they have to draw fluid off that builds up in the somewhere in the cat, and I'm not going to ask where, but and also she usually takes it in. And this morning, she leaves at 9:30 headed that way because it's not very far, but looks like this morning she forgot something, so... She couldn't find the cat this morning before she got ready to go, so she was a little bit late, but she was here by 10:30, so we got it done.
Her test done, and we're headed to Aldi's up here in Greer. We usually go to Taylor's, but I don't know. What are you going to get, Mom? Oh, some more sweet potatoes. We're having a family meal tonight when... Beans, the other daughter's here from Michigan, and our kids from here are coming up, and she's going to fix a ham, I guess, for supper tonight.
Cheers. I don't think I've met either of your daughters when they were here, the one that lives here and the one that comes in to visit. I don't think I've met either one of them any time they've been here.
Amy don't come up too often. She's busy working and got two growing boys, and Shelly, the only time they come down is from Michigan, is usually at Christmas time or something like that, or spring break, but they're not here all that often, but one of these days we'll make ends meet, and you'll get to meet them, Rusty.
Two wonderful girls, so like I said, Well, now I'm going to find my way over to Culver's, and by the time I get there and get inside and get ordered and get my lunch, it'll be about 11:30, and since all I had for breakfast was a piece of toast with some grape jelly on it, I'm starting to get hungry.
Some homegrown eggs, and just one almost fills the plate, and then some sausage and some toast, but it'll be a while before I'm hungry yet.
I'll have later, if anything later, I may just have, find me something to get me some stuff to make a sandwich for later, because I got a 40-meter net to call tonight at 7 o'clock, which means I get have to start looking for a frequency about 6:15 or thereabouts, and then at 6:30 I start taking my pre-net check-ins and everything, so I have a frequency by the time the net actually starts at 7 o'clock, because if I wait till 7 o'clock, I'll never get one going.
I think I'm in a bad spot. I'm right in front of the building here at Aldi's, Rusty. It's a little scratchy, but Bernice got out, handed out in, and I'm parked right beside a vehicle just like yours.
Of them running around than you can imagine. I never, until I got mine, I never thought there was that many of them still around, but boy, I see them everywhere. And it's like that. And I've been getting in front of buildings like that, and it does make it. You're a little scratchy coming this way, but you're perfectly readable. And, like I said, I gotta work my way over here to Culver's. By the time I get there and get in the parking lot, and after you get, because you can't turn off of this road into Culver's parking lot. You gotta go around the corner to the left at the traffic light, and then come into their parking lot from that side, because that way. But you can exit onto 290 when you come out of it, but you can't go on, but you can't turn off of it into the stores, into their parking lot. Oh, well, it is what it is, as they say, and everything. Well, I got to get started on the net about 6:30, taking pre-net check-ins, because Parks on the Air people start jumping in there on Fridays, and... for some reason, they love the frequency where our 40-meter net usually is run.
I was going to say, I saw one of those vehicles. I can't remember the model. I know what it looked like, though. I had a turbocharger on it yesterday. I didn't know they'd done that. I think it was up at the casino, but it said turbo on it. Yeah, that it gets kind of crowded down there at night, I imagine. Well, I just worked one station last night, and I just pooped out. I was so tired from that casino trip, and It was in the Caribbean down there, Martinique, I guess it was. There wasn't much else on, but I guess they all got burned out during the weekend on that CW contest. There was a 160-meter sideband contest tonight, but as usual, it will probably be all U.S. stations, and there's a lot of them, U.S. stations. But I don't have much interest in that. But I'll look at it anyways and see if there's any 160 meters to get my 9-band DXCC. And that probably's never going to happen, but because I ain't going to stay up all night to get them. It's N0TR.
T-Mobile. Well, I'll tell you what, on top of that, the South Carolina CUSO party is this weekend, and there's another CUSO party, and there's a Reedy contest this weekend also, so, you know, there's going to be a lot of contests going on this weekend, to say the least.
QRZ would have a separate thing like DX Summit or some of them where you can filter out things and get rid of all that FT4 and FT8 on there, or make it where you can anyways, because that's all you see on there anymore is that FT8, and I don't have any interest in it, but it's just loaded with that stuff, and you got to sift it out and find the sideband and the CW. If they had a separate page, it would be a lot handier for them and for us old-timers that's using sideband and CW.
Frequency set up for FT8 and FT4 both. And that's where people are supposed to operate. But you get those that are working Fox and Hound, and they can be anywhere. And that screws up the band. They're supposed to stay down in a certain part of the waterfall for that, but they get anywhere. But like I said, there's going to be a Reedy net on tonight also. It starts tonight, I think it is. Either tonight or tomorrow, but there's a South Carolina CUSO party is on this weekend. And they are going to be accepting they are going to be having people on FT8 and FT4 for that too this year. So they'll be all over the place this weekend. And like I said, I got to call a 40-meter net tonight. We're usually at 7268, but I'll be lucky if I can get anywhere close to that to call the net. I'll have to find somewhere around 7250 or something like that, or even higher, 7272, where I sometimes go. But, you know, that's what you deal with, and you got to just deal with it and find a spot. And, you know, and of course, there are those people that are going to tell you, get off of their frequency because it's their frequency. And it's kind of hard to explain, get these people to understand they ain't no frequency that's yours. But, it is what it is. And I'm surprised the lightness of the traffic out here today.
Not too bad for a Friday afternoon. Yeah, Friday morning, that's for sure. But it'll get worse today, I'm sure. Rusty, I'm going to go in there and help my niece out, and we'll talk to you later. And I might listen around for that tonight if I think of it, but we're going to have a crowd of people there at the house tonight, so I doubt if that happens. We usually eat early, and they usually eat late, so we're going to try to get them to eat early, hopefully. Take care, Rusty. Good to hear you. W2T and 0TR73.
Okay, we'll catch you later. And just for grins and giggles, there's a tractor trailer rig in front of me, and the trailer has a Michigan State tag on it. So, anyway, strange things do happen. Catch you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T Mobile.
I mentioned Shelly was glad to be here because in talking to Hal last night, her husband, they had 5/8 of an inch of ice, and they got trees down all over the yard up there from that ice storm. Not a fun time, but it was 70 degrees here. She made the right choice. It's in general, TR clear.
3JCA, KQ4, CRG. On KJ 3JCA, GQ4CRG, we're quiet. Listen, monitor the channel. 3JCA, GQ4CRG,